welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the do-over of free speech, because we had free speech and we lost it. We've got to do it over again. So help support free speech by going to republicbroadcasting.org, clicking on the donate button, sending badly needed fundage to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, or phone it in to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Okay, hey, have you ever looked around the world and you see all these countries and they're going along with the United States? Less so nowadays. It used to be that everybody seemed to be going along with the United States, a phenomenon that was known as bandwagoning 30 years ago when I was in grad school, PhD course after the dismemberment of the Soviet Union, after the breakup of the Soviet Union, because they used to talk about balancing. You know, you had two major camps, you had the American camp and the Soviet camp. American had NATO and some other allies, and the Soviets had the Warsaw Pact, and then there was some non-aligned countries, and there was balancing, and the world was balanced, and Americans and the Soviets, they balanced. Of course, so much of the balance of power was the balance of nuclear terror. Before World War II, and especially before World War I, balancing was, well, you had, one camp, you had another camp, and then Britain would switch sides, you know, to balance it. But after the termination of the Soviet Union, you had a few decades where you didn't have a balance, where the United States just dominated everything. And there was some literature on bandwagoning, where everybody jumps on the bandwagon. And that was, at least in the early 90s, mid-90s, that was one explanation of world politics. And you wondered, now, of course, that's falling apart, all that whole... the world politics, the system, the unipolar world system is falling apart, and you're having this BRICS block around the Russian-Chinese alliance that's been developing and especially taking form in the past year and a half since the United States cornered Russia. And Russia had to fight back, which it is, and it had every right to do so. But regardless of whether you agree with that statement, what is undeniable is that in these past 18 months, you've had a realignment of the international system. And realignment, really? Well, yeah. Saudi Arabia, which anybody would have said was an American ally slash lackey slash whatever, is now going to join BRICS, joining one of the representative emerging organizations of the Russia-China alliance. So you've got reorganization along with UAE, United Arab Emirates, but still, United States has its staunch allies in Europe. Most of the EU countries or the EU countries, the only one that grumbles a bit is Hungary. East Asia, you know, the Japan, South Korea, Philippines, Singapore, presumably some other places. But, you know, you wonder, why on earth countries would stay, would remain aligned with the United States. And in fact, you wonder why this didn't happen a lot earlier, because, I mean, look at what's been going on in the United States since, say, 2015. I mean, what did you have in 2015? 2015, I mean, you already had, clearly, you had mass illegal immigration plus mass legal immigration. You had both of those, which were not popular. 2015, you already had Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter didn't come out of 2020. It didn't come out of George Floyd. It came out of whatever happened in Ferguson, right? Which was, what year was that? The hoodie. No. The hoodie thing was like 2010, maybe? Who was that guy in Florida? He was a good boy, and all he wanted to do was eat Skittles. Whatever that guy's name was. Hold on a second. It's funny. I'm not saying somebody getting killed was funny, but so I just Googled hoodie Skittles, and then it auto-populated shooting, hoodie Skittles shooting, and then it says, I get this, History Channel is the top result. It says, Florida teen Trayvon Martin shot and killed. Dressed in a hooded sweatshirt, the teen was on his way back home. But you know something? Okay. It was saying 2013, but that's just the date of the article. Okay, so it happened February 26, 2012, right? And then, you know, high school kids in public schools, maybe private schools across the country were encouraged to wear hoodies in solidarity with him. So, you know, it is shot by the guy Zimmerman, what was the guy's name? George Zimmerman. At any rate, you know, they were, there was a whole mythology that was built up around that. Then there was the other good boy in Ferguson, that which would be Michael Brown. So Michael Brown on August. So Michael Brown on August 9th, 2014, he was shot and killed by police officer Darren Wilson in Ferguson, Missouri, a suburb of St. Louis. Around that, there's a whole mythology of hands up, don't shoot. Well, the fact of the matter is that Michael Brown had punched the police officer in the face after the police officer was responding to this assault and shoplifting incident that had been perpetrated by Michael Brown, right? So Michael Brown had gone into a store, stolen some cigarettes, shoved the Pakistani proprietor to the ground and whatnot. But at any rate, that's the origin of Black Lives Matter. It was already in place in 2015. So, you know, in the tranny stuff, when did the tranny stuff really start? Well, it was in the summer of 2015. I guess it was June 2015, and within a couple of weeks, they started the tranny assault, where you had that kid in a North Carolina high school who was insisting on using the girls' bathroom, right? So, like, all this stuff was already in place in 2015 by the time Donald Trump emerged. And, you know, Donald Trump, he gained instant popularity because he was talking about the immigration issue. And, of course, if you're talking about the retarded wars, by 2015, this is a year and a half, you know, a year after the so-called Maidan Revolution, which was clearly a U.S. State Department overthrow of the government of Ukraine. You know, this was a decade or more after these Zio wars in the Middle East, where the United States is just invading countries with impunity, Afghanistan and Iraq, and then, of course, this is in the middle of all the Syria stuff. So you can wonder why in 2015 even, let alone today, why in 2015 even you would have had the world bandwagoning. And in 2015, pretty much the entire world was just going on along with the United States. So that's just kind of a preamble to what would you tell people from another country? What would you tell if you could sit down with the leader of another country? What would you tell them? How much do they know? Well, you might think, well, the leaders all know. Do they? Does the elite know? Does the public know? So, for instance, in the United States, where are you going to get really honest conversation about what's going on? And, are you going to get it in the mainstream media? Are you going to get it on CBS or PBS or ABC or NBC? Are you going to get it? No, of course not. You get propaganda. You're going to get stories that are going to be telling you how the how in America there's systemic racism, or that, what are you going to get about all love is love and protect trans kids? You're going to get these bumper sticker type of things. You're going to get that. You're going to get vilification of Vladimir Putin. You're going to get, how much do you get anti-China stuff? Well, the anti-China stuff, maybe that's more reserved for Fox News. So you're going to get Sean Hannity. Because honestly, I haven't been, you're certainly not going to get pro-China stuff from anywhere. Maybe the anti-China stuff is a little bit more subtle on the non-Fox mainstream media, and it's very over the top on Fox. I stopped following the non-Fox mainstream media years ago. I was watching PBS NewsHour until I don't remember when. Oh, I remember, until about 2020, when the pandemic hit, and they started zooming the PBS NewsHour, because the pandemic was too deadly for them to go into the studios. It was too deadly. So you had, Judy Woodruff, who is odious enough as it is, and really hard on the eyes. I mean, actually, everybody... You had all of this this girl power PBS NewsHour, and it was featuring women and not attractive women either. And they were hard on the eyes. And then when they started zooming it in from their home, not even coming into the studio, that was rough. And then, of course, if they were wearing masks, it was even rougher. So I couldn't take it anymore. I just couldn't take it anymore, so I stopped following it. And the only reason I followed it was, you got to keep track of not just what's going on, but what is being said. And to a large extent, I've lost track of what the mainstream media is saying. Now, I was watching Tucker Carlson. So Tucker Carlson, who is on the edge of the mainstream, I called him the tip of the Normicon spear. And so I was following his show up until it got canceled back in April. I believe that got canceled in April, right? So I was following that. And, of course, there's massive hostility towards China, which every now and then, if I was driving and I turned on some... talk radio channel, and if you heard Sean Hannity for sure, or Dan Bonagino or whatever, they'd be bashing China and saying Beijing Joe for Joe Biden, Beijing Joe, really. So you heard. So you don't get anything through the mainstream media. So if you look at the alternative media, then what do you get? And like. I So I'm not really monitoring the mainstream media. Now my monitoring has gone to like the Gateway Pundit, right? Which I look at because I say it at least it has a budget, right? It's got a budget, and with its budget, it's able to hire at least a few writers. I don't know how many they have on staff. They have a few. So there's Joe Hoft, who is the Joe Hoft or Jim Hoft. I mean, they're these two twin brothers. One's the founder, the other's his twin. And the founder is gay. I don't know if his twin is gay or not. But they this is what you would call, I guess, you know, MAGA, the MAGA alternative media. So it's very pro-Trump. But it's not going to talk about Jewish power. And so you get articles like this. On anniversary of 9/11 attacks, Biden regime finalizes $6 billion ransom payment to Iran in exchange for 5 prisoners. Okay, so let's attack Iran. Let's attack China. So it's still just like, bull crap. I mean, it's totally bull crap. The whole thing about the money to Iran, it was Iran's money in the first place that the United States froze and seized after the Iranian Revolution. When the Iranian Revolution happened, there's the hostage crisis, but the hostages were released back in 1981. And the United States has just held on to all this money. And so giving it back is ransom money. And then, of course, if you pull up one of these articles, what do you get? I mean, it's gross. It's, like, repulsive. Literally. You get diagrams of... I'm just looking at this one. You get diagrams of belly fat. Okay, that's pretty gross. And then you get, like... pictures of enormous skin tags and moles, and repeating, like every two paragraphs or so, you get these repulsive pictures that are repeating. Or if you look at their headline page, you get this, and it's just gross stuff. I mean, it's gross. Anyway, so I'm bringing this up. So what if you are? So why do countries bandwagon with the United States? Because all this stuff is going on in the United States. You got the American government, the American elite, and the American media is attacking the American people through mass immigration, through homosexuality and trannyism, through the bad mouthing the attacks on white people using blacks, the, what would you call it? The incitement of blacks and allies against whites. And through these wars, there's just an attack on the founding stock of the American people and the institution or the government, the state, the nation that they founded. And it's, If you know what you're looking at, it's so clear. So I see it, you see it. Do foreigners see it? Right? Now, so you can look at all these countries in the EU. If you made a list of the countries that are still bandwagoning or balancing with the United States, most of those countries are going to be EU countries. And you can say, well, the EU is all, it's run by the same people. I mean, it's dominated by Jewish power, maybe not as directly. And they've got hate speech laws over there that keep
I I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows too.
Ease-Off LLC, 417-932-6419.
The EU's all, it's run by the same people. I mean, it's dominated by Jewish power. Maybe not as directly. And they've got hate speech laws over there that keep that criminalize any discussion of Jewish power, pretty much. Well, do they? You'd have to look at the laws in individual countries, but they make it much, much more difficult. They don't have the First Amendment, and so people do get in trouble talking about things. But then, you look at the East Asian countries, where they, to the extent there's Jewish power is exercised through the United States. It's exercised through, you've got troops in military bases in some of those countries. It's exercised through the United States. But the thing is, okay, where do we get our good information from? Where do you get your information from? I don't know. I get a certain amount of good information from, say, the Daily Stormer. Is the Daily Stormer translated into Chinese or Japanese or Korean? No, it's not. And I don't think Google would do a very good job of translating it, even if you could use Google Translate or whatever. Where are they getting their news from? They're getting their news from their own press, but with regards to what's going on in the United States, they're just translating the New York Times. They're translating CNN. They're not. You don't see Chinese or Japanese or Korean investigative journalists going around the United States. For the most, I know there's one Japanese girl. Her name is, she's about 30. She's from Okinawa. And her name is Masako Ganaha. I think that's her name, Masako Ganaha. She goes around the United States, and she actually does some investigative reporting in Japanese. Her English is good enough that she can talk to people. It's not great, but it's good enough she can talk to people. And she was doing a certain amount of stuff on, the caravans of migrants that were headed towards the southern border. She did a certain amount of stuff on January 6th. I believe she translated Candace Owens' book into Japanese. And so like on the one hand, she's capable of doing independent investigative journalism, which is not done by the major Japanese outlets, the NHK or the Nikkei Shimbun or places like that. They're not doing it. She's at least doing it. On the other hand, I mean, she is Candace Owens tier. So is she going to, if she's hanging out with Candace Owens and who else does she hang out with? Some short guy. What's this guy's name? They call him Bam Bam. Hold on a second. I will give it credit to Google. I mean, his nickname is Bam Bam because he's really short, but he's violent. He's short and violent. And I write in Bam Bam and it independent journalist. And I get the Wikipedia page from Michael Yon. Michael Yon, born in 1964, an American writer and photographer. And he was served in the special forces in the early 1980s. He killed some guy in a bar fight, but I guess they said that the other guy started the fight or something, and so he got off for that because he's short and violent. So and that guy, I think he lives in Bangkok or he lives in Thailand somewhere. Which, you know, why do you live in Thailand if you're a short, violent American? I don't know. You can fill in the blanks. But I know that they went to investigate the southern border caravans together. So anyway, you're not. So even in America, the people who are really doing speaking honestly about what's going on, and you can't speak honestly about what's going on unless you get to Jewish power. And how many people are discussing Jewish power honestly and intelligently? And it's very, very few, okay? And so, and the, whether it's this show or David Duke or the Daily Stormer or the TRS or other people who are talking, or Kevin McDonald, does Kevin McDonald, has he had anything translated into foreign languages? I don't know. I know the, David Duke's book was translated into Russian. That's pretty good. But I don't think any of these books are translated into Oriental languages, into Asian languages. So people don't know. They don't know what's going on. So getting back to the original question, if you could talk to foreigners, foreign elite, a foreign leader, what would you tell them? Because they are only getting the mainstream media side of events.
Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower, nature, passion, roses.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You are my paradise completer.
Oh, lovely Leilandier.
You are my dream.
If you could talk to foreigners, foreign elite, a foreign leader, what would you tell them? Because they are only getting the mainstream media side of events. They're not, you know, in the English language, what are you getting? When the Ukraine war started, I looked at, I guess, the Hindustan Times and some Indian TV for a little while, because India's is moving out of the American orbit. And so you are getting movement out of the American orbit. And it's in the English language, and it was certainly better than news outlets in the United States. But Japan, Korea. Now, I mentioned China. China's obviously not in the American orbit, but Taiwan is, and Singapore is, and these are countries with Chinese-speaking populations. Singapore is like the Asian country that's been the most hit by immigration. So 30 years ago, Singapore was 70% Chinese. And, you know, there was non-Chinese Malays and Indians who were their kind of legacies of the British colonial era. I mean, Singapore is a big, it's a city-state. It's a city that's on an island. It's about two-thirds the size of New York in terms of its area. It's about two-thirds the size of New York. in New York City in terms of its area. And it's an island. Maybe it's three quarters the size. It's smaller than New York. And it's that just that little island that the city is on is its own independent country for reasons we don't need to get into. And it was about 70% Chinese. I think it's probably less than 50% Chinese now. That's the one country, and you know, I'm not going to go into the details because I don't have a full enough understanding of the details, and I think a lot of the information is smudged, so it's hard to know exactly what's going on there. But I was there 7-8 years ago, and there was all these immigrants. They're migrant workers. You know, you saw these Indian labor crews. They weren't the Indians that Singapore inherited from colonial time. These were immigrants from Bangladesh or India or whatever. There are Vietnamese everywhere. Vietnamese were not part of the Singapore when it was founded. So they're bringing in all these people. But at any rate, what would you tell them? So just from this past week, for instance, you have the case of Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, who in just small places in the Rio Grande. So the Rio Grande is the border between Texas and Mexico, right? The border between Texas and Mexico is across the Rio Grande, which is a long river, but it's a very shallow river. And in many places, if not most places, it's shallow enough to wade across, as long as it's not flooding or something. So people wade across the river. And in like the Texas-Mexico border, that Rio Grande, which of course winds, I mean, it's for several hundred miles, several hundred, and it winds around a bit. And so for some small stretches, like of 1,000 feet or something, I guess in places that are easy to wade across, Abbott had put in a floating barrier of like, you know how you have dividing the lanes in pools, you've got strings of little balls or wings or rings. And so this was a string of very large balls, and large enough that it's hard to get across, right? Well, the Justice Department is suing Texas to have them remove these balls because Texas doesn't have the authority to put balls into a navigable river that is interstate boundary or something like that. There is some very old law governing navigable rivers and maybe rivers that are state boundaries, or maybe it's just rivers that are interstate or whatever. I'm not quite exactly sure. But based on that law saying that Texas doesn't have the authority to do this, and then some judge who, what's his name, David Ezra. And I looked up David Ezra thinking, well, Ezra is a common Jewish first name. But I looked up David Ezra, and my Judar says, no, this guy's a goy. His face, and he's from Texas, and he didn't go to a particularly elite school, and he was in the military. And it's just not a very Jewy kind of resume. But at any rate, David Ezra has ordered Texas to remove the border pending a court decision on the case being brought by the Justice Department. So they've got to remove this. And why? Why do they have to remove it? Well, because illegal immigrants, might injure themselves or even drown trying to cross this. So you're at a situation where you are not allowed to have a barrier, a wall. If that wall could injure, could cause harm to somebody illegally trying to cross it. Well, if that's a precedent, any wall Well, what about prison walls? Can you have prison walls? But just what about, like, even a chain link fence around your backyard? If somebody tries to climb that, could they injure themselves? Well, maybe. I mean, I remember as a kid, I was in the suburbs, and if I was for a while, for maybe a year or so, I was on this kick where instead of like going around corners to get to blocks, I just run straight through people's yards. And I got very good. Not so much that it's not that I would hurdle over chain link fences, but I could run and use, I guess, vault over the fence, where I could run and without breaking stride, just put my hand down on the metal rail on top of the fence and swing my legs over without breaking stride. It was pretty good. And doing that, I could go through various neighbors' yards who typically didn't see me. If they did see me, I'd be running so fast that by the time they're screaming, "Get the hell out of my yard," I was out of earshot, so I never heard it. It was, you know, this was a teenage thing. When you're a teenage boy, you know, you all of a sudden you're a child, but you've got like the body of a man and the strength of a man, and you're faster than men, right? Because you're really fast when you're a teenager. So you go through this period where you just think that you can do anything. So anyway, but so the interests of intruders, non-American, foreign intruders into the United States, their interest in not being injured or harmed in traversing a barrier that is meant to keep them out trumps the interests of Texas. This was explicitly Texas, in keeping out on illegal aliens. So, you know, so you've got this. This is something that I think you show that, if you could have that translated into the appropriate language, you show that. I think that would be very eye-opening. A lot of this tranny stuff. Are they hearing this? Like, for instance, that last decision, if that's even being broadcast on ABC News or whatever, how is it being framed? And then is that being translated into a foreign language by the foreign press? And if it is, how is it being translated? They're not getting this. The tranny stuff, where you've got, well, the best example is not even in America, it's in Vancouver, where you had this guy and his, I guess he and his wife were divorced or whatever. His daughter started saying she was a son, and he was opposed to this, and it went into a court, and the court ordered him, not only did it prevent him from stopping the transition, but it ordered him not to misgender his daughter, meaning that he couldn't call his daughter. He had to use, whenever talking in public, he had to use male pronouns for her and her adopted male name. And he was interviewed by some American news site, like an American alternative media news site, and he referred to her as by her the name he had given her, and as she. And he was put in a Canadian jail for about 6 months for misgendering his daughter. Like, so I mean, things like this. These are outrages, and they're really going on. And the tranny stuff, there's, you know, other outrageous examples, where now the California has passed a bill. I don't think Newsom has signed it yet, but you would think he would. Governor Gavin Handsom, will sign this bill. Which, what does it do? It allows the state to take custody of transgender youths whose parents aren't cooperating in their transition. So, and it's sponsored by some gay Jew from San Francisco. So you've got these types of things, and of course, nobody's been getting the straight news about Ukraine. I mean, if you just showed them some pictures of Victoria Nuland before and John Kerry and but in particular Victoria Nuland's in all these shots meeting with the people who wound up taking over Ukraine after the coup, people who were not currently part of the government, who were part of the coup. Play the tapes of his name was, I can't remember his first name, but Estonian Foreign Minister Piatt, talking to Catherine Ashton about snipers from the snipers who were on the side of the coup people, the rioters or whatever, who are shooting at both sides during these confrontations in order to stoke enough violence and outrage so that the international community would. He was telling her this on an intercepted phone call. I mean, there's all this proof out there. It's people aren't getting it, and so, you know, and even the, you know, I've been talking about what would you tell an Oriental, but how about Europeans? I wonder, because I'm not as clued into Europe, but, you know, you look at Macron. I don't know, Macron. He's such a slimy person, and he has such a slimy background. But you look at somebody like Olaf Scholz, who's the Prime Minister of Germany, the Chancellor, and he really, I mean, he just seems hapless and clueless. What does he know? I really don't know. And then he's been letting, to a large extent, his Green Party Foreign Minister, what's her name? Annalena Baerbock. He's been letting her run the foreign policy and the war. And she was literally a girl jumping on trampolines. She was an internationally competitive trampoline athlete. And the level of understanding that these people have, it's easy to just think that they're all just paid off. And a lot of them are. A lot of them have really comfortable, prestigious jobs, and they know what they have to do to keep the jobs. But a lot of them just don't know what the heck's going on. They really don't. And you look at somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene, for instance. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's having, to the extent she knows what to say and what not to say, what the boundaries are, she's learning on the job. She got elected to Congress not knowing this stuff. And she's had to learn some of it on the job. Remember, what did she do? She was accusing somebody of being like the Nazis in the Holocaust. I can't remember who she was accusing of being like Nazis in the Holocaust. Was it a foreign country? Was it the Biden administration? But at any rate, then she had to undergo an apology tour for having compared something to Nazis in the Holocaust. So people, and Oprah Winfrey, she had the same deal. Not Oprah. Who's Whoopi Goldberg? She had the same thing where she got suspended from her job because these people don't know the rules, and the rules are constantly changing too. But if you're looking for examples, here's a couple more recent examples, and this is the race stuff. You've had in multiple places black rioters, Black Lives Matter rioters, who are being compensated for having been arrested for rioting. They were arrested for rioting, and because of whatever, they're being given large settlements. That's bad enough. But then, of course, you had that recent case about a month ago in New York City, a month or two, where you had the people who failed the teacher's exam, the examination to get a teaching license. They failed it because they were too stupid. I can't imagine these tests are that hard. And now they're being rewarded because the test, a test of knowledge, a test of intelligence is racist. And what does that say? But the test of intelligence is racist against blacks, and therefore these blacks were being given all the money that they would have earned if they had actually taught for 10 or 20 years, and even retirement, right? It's just absolutely insane. There's clearly this massive attack, specifically on white people. It's going on all over the place. But you're not, because nobody's been allowed to talk about it, how are foreigners going to understand this?
We're going to sing together, okay?
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
But you're not, because nobody's been allowed to talk about it, how are foreigners going to understand this, right? And in terms other than the official Jewish media, because all that they see is translations of the official Jewish media. And so immigration is, it's a neat way to get workers when you've got a low birth rate. And a lot of these countries have low birth rates. They're very vulnerable. Now, these countries are more xenophobic or more ethnocentric, and they've if you're talking about China, Japan, and Korea, these are countries where the national identities were formed a long, long time ago. National identities in Europe are, for the most part, a lot more recent. You know, the French and English identities, the English one is actually really old. But, you know, if, especially when you're talking about Eastern Europe, the identities are, you know, relatively recent, maybe the past couple hundred years and to an extent. But the thing is, you know, Europe was Christendom. And, you know, you had, especially in Central and Eastern Europe, you had empires that were ruling over all sorts of groups, and there wasn't like much of a relationship between, there wasn't really an ethnic relationship between the rulers and the ruled. I mean, the rulers to a large extent were German speakers, right? German speaking kings over whatever was the you know, because the kings were descended from Charlemagne, who was a Germanic speaker. Okay. Anyway, I just had something just beeped at me. I guess it's getting time to wrap up the this show, but the fact of the matter is that there are these outrages, absolute outrages, that are going on all around us all the time regarding these major issues that I've been talking about, and the discussion of them in our countries is repressed, but then discussion of them, if it's repressed, then how do foreigners find out? And the thing is, what's happening in the United in the world now is a result of one issue, and that's the United States efforts to overthrow the Russian government, and they've clearly stepped over the line. Anyway, with that, I'm going to sign off. Say I will be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Four, weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't!
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.